Hi, I'm David Astle, host of Evenings on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria, and I'd like to bring you the latest edition of Found in Translation, where we meet Rita Sumanatafa, who's the leader of the Pacifica Victoria Choir, who shared this Samoan word.
The word Fa'a Samoa. So it literally means the Samoan way. However, we don't use it in that sense. It's hard to define, which is why I wanted to share it tonight. Fa'a Samoa is not only just talking about how we are as Samoans, but it's like it's a system. It's like a system, it's like a village, our social structure, our chiefs, you know, our children, our women, the hierarchies that sit within our families and our villages. It's also a concept. It's also, you know, I would use it when I'm working with my Samoan choir, when I would say, when I want them to use that chest voice, I would say, Fa'aonga le leo fa Samoa, like use the Samoan voice. And people will know, oh, not the churchy voice, you know, the operatic one, the real gutsy nasal screaming, the person next to you's ear, you know, that kind. And people understand it. So it's hard to define.
It is. That's a lovely example. But when it comes to describing things like hierarchies and things like approaches and methods, is it always a fixed idea, or can the Samoan way or the Samoan way of doing things, can that shift over time?
I guess it just depends on how people are raised to understand the concept or the word. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, people, Samoans tend to think of it as when someone goes, oh, it's time for Fa'a Samoa, then they know, oh, it's the ceremonial side of our culture. But it means everything.
Yeah,
it means, you know, it's the way that we sit, the way we eat, the way what we buy when we eat, things like that. It really is hard to, and I know in my research, you know, trying to, you know, find resources about Fa'a Samoa because it plays a massive part in my research, I couldn't find a definitive term. So I have to, like, say what everyone's been saying. It's hard to define.
Yeah, that is fascinating, because so many words that are central to culture actually have a really the meaning is so vast,
yes,
or so ample that it's really hard to actually be particular about. I know that is the case in Japanese culture when they speak of, you know, the way or the center. That when you try and question that a little more, it can mean so many things that it almost means one and one and everything.
Mm.
It's hard to actually be very specific about.
Yeah.